After a 3-1 win on Friday night, the Huskies win 2-1 on Saturday night, and it was Riley Sweeney again with the first goal of the game.
Huskies win the draw, trying to get the first goal of the game here. Back to Watson. Watson over for Sweeney. Sweeney will shoot it. Scores! Riley Sweeney! He did it again! That one sailed right through. It had eyes and beat Bitzer. Stick side, a power play goal for Riley Sweeney. 1-0.
I think Riley Sweeney started figuring out how to react after a goal. He had two that weekend, and a great goal, power play goal for the Huskies.
Well, a huge goal, and we needed that, obviously, and I thought we had a good power play. We moved the puck around well in that one, and Riley, it's a good shot. It's a simple wrist shot. It's not very hard, but when you have traffic in front of the net, that's the difference. When a goalie can't see the puck, it makes it really difficult, and we had a couple of guys right on top of the goalie, and he had no chance to see where it's going, and Riley just put it on net, put it in a good place, and not a big slap shot or a great scoring opportunity per se, but finds its way into the net, and again, we get the lead, which I thought was important.
Yeah, that came late in the first period at the 18-20 mark. Cliff Watson and Tyler Hanenden get the assist. And what do you think about Tyler in his second night back, Coach?
Yeah, I thought he struggled a little bit on the weekend. I think just the pace of the game. It's a tough team for a guy who hasn't played for a little bit to come in and play against because they're so quick and so much speed. So the game is now even jacked up to a higher tempo that might have been the last couple of weeks. So, but he did fine. He did fine. You got to get back into the swing of things, and as much as you want work on things in practice, it's really hard to get the game type situations and game type intensity and pace and all those things involved with it. But I thought Tyler added something to our team, and I think now that he has that under his belt, he'll be better, more suited, more ready for this weekend.
Now that first period, Coach, we outshoot them 11-5. It was a pretty good first period.
We had a good first period. We were ready to play, and I thought if we could have got up one or two, maybe then things could have been different. But they looked. I thought that might have been their worst period. They looked a little, I don't want to say flat, but just we had them on their heels. But a lot of that was how we were playing. We were, putting more pressure, forechecking more. We did a good job getting pucks behind them and then really putting some pressure on their defense because, as we saw, if you can do that, they'll turn the puck over just like any team. Right. So we did a better job at that.
We get called for our second too many men on the ice in the second period at the 10-13 mark, and it was our third too many men on the ice on the weekend. This gives them a power play, and they do score. Brendan Harris gets the only goal of the game for Bemidji State.
Too many men again. Here's a shot. Loose puck behind Phillips, and they try to score, and they do. Power play goal for Bemidji State. Phillips made the save, could not control the rebound, and reached back and could not get any help. And Bemidji takes advantage of the Huskies' second too many men, third of the weekend.
It almost seemed like it was a slow motion there where Jamie just couldn't find the puck.
Couldn't find the puck. It was just lying there right in the crease. And, again, they just got a shot through, and they had people there at the net. And everybody's hacking, whacking, and trying to find the loose puck. And it's just bouncing around there on Jamie. But that's part of it. The first period we couldn't get much momentum, even though we outshot him. We had three penalties in the first period. Right. And then the first 5 minutes of the second, we started on the PK, and I thought they got some momentum from that. We just couldn't get it turned around, though we had a great chance. I don't know if you remember it. Mm-hmm. It's 1-0, and we get a 2-on-1 with Blake Pietola, and a great feed across the ice, and we got a great angle. You probably did, too, from where you were.
The net looked so big.
Oh, it was you're not going to get many looks like that, and he blew it over the net. And that was a critical point in the game because I think we could never get that separation from them all weekend. It stayed within really a one-goal game all weekend or less until, Friday night, the last minute. But other than that, there was no separation between the two teams and, evenly matched games. But the too many men on the ice, the two times it happened to us on Saturday night is we have a player, the first one, a player's coming off. So, he's coming off and he's yelling. And so the next guy on the bench is getting ready to take him. And the first one, I believe, is our guy. He gets near the bench and all of a sudden decides, well, I'm not going to change. And our other guy had jumped on the ice, and the puck comes to him, and he touches it, and bang, it's too many men on the ice. Mm-hmm. And similar to the second, well, I think that the first one, we did have six guys for a while. The second one was the situation I'm talking about. But you got to be careful. Our thing is, if you're coming to the bench, you got to come because the guy's trying to jump out, and you have to watch where the puck is. In both cases, the puck sort of comes over to our bench, and it's not like deep or behind them, and we have to be better at that.
So it's 1-1 after two periods of play. 11-6, they outshoot us in that second period. And we go to the third period, and it's not until the 13:59 mark of the period that Tanner Carroll gets the game winner.
Trapavesis now in behind the net of the Bemidji State zone, and Patan steps into a seam, able to hold it down. Huskies and Bemidji State tied 1-1. Huskies trying to break the tie here late in the game. Here's the shot. Wide of the net, pumps right back to the front of the goal at the side. Score! Tanner Carroll with the goal, and the Huskies take the lead 2-1.
Nobody knew it went in, or at least nobody was certain it looked like there. You can hear the delay by the crowd, too, as it just kind of went across the line. Good job by Tanner Carroll. And, Coach, was Alex Patan key on that play, the way he kind of held it in?
Yeah, he kept it in at the blue line and found a way just to find the seam, and then it went over to Mark Ock, and Mark Ock took a good shot. We tell our defensemen when teams are lined up and you can't get it through the net, we're really, especially late in the game or tight games, you don't want to get that shot blocked from the offensive blue line. Our defensemen have to make sure they get the puck deep. So Mark did a real good job. Throwing it to the side of the net, and a lot of times it kicks off that backboard right out front, and we threw it there, and Brett Baltus did a good job keeping it alive, and the puck was just laying there, and their guy almost has it on a stick, and Tanner just comes in, sort of whacks it, and I'm not sure what Bitzer was doing. He's down a little bit, there's a lot of traffic, and somehow it got through him and found its way into the net, and that's what good players do, and Tanner's having a great year, and things seem to happen for you when you're working hard and playing honest and in a good position, and good for Tanner. We needed that.
Was Bitzer almost, if I remember right, was almost sitting on his...
Yeah, it was almost like lying backwards, whether he thought the puck was underneath him or he lost it or something. It was just a real strange type play. But when that puck, and there's a lot of people and that puck's there, the goalies can get a little nervous, and I don't want to say panic, but you get a little nervous and uptight, and you're trying to find the puck. And I thought he fought the puck a little bit this weekend. A lot of shots he didn't handle cleanly. And, this is one of those ones with, it's weird bounce off the backboards. And the puck's lying there, and, he can't grab it. It's not sure what's going on. Ton of traffic and find its way in the net. So, and that's good. We had to find a way to win that game. And like I said, they have beaten some real good teams here the last couple of weeks. And you can see why. They're a good team, and you could measure the teams this weekend. There wasn't much difference in the two teams, and I thought we would, have some separation, but we can never get that lead on them. I think if we ever could, then you would have seen some things open up, but unfortunately we couldn't. And, it's okay in a way, because these games were tight, hard fought, fast paced games. And you have to learn how to win these games. And I think once you do, you get some confidence from them. You can play them. There's no panic. And I thought our team did just that.
Well, a great win for the Huskies. 28-23, Bemidji outshoots us. We are 0-3 on the power play. They are 1-6 on the man advantage with 7 shots on goal.
Yeah, and our power play, I thought, did a much, much better job Saturday than we did Friday. We just couldn't beat them. And then with too many penalties, that's 6 penalties you can't take. And, we took one there late in the game, and they had their chance. And that's another thing I like about our team, is we took that penalty, Cliff, with 9:44. And, we kill it off. And then shortly thereafter, we find a way to score the winning goal. Mm-hmm. So that's a good sign. That's a sign of a winning team, when you can kill a penalty in the last 10 minutes of a game, a tie game.
Absolutely.
And then you go out and score the winning goal shortly thereafter. So good for our team. And our penalty killers, I thought, did an excellent job too this weekend. And that's starting to come around. I think our penalty killing is really starting to get better. And a lot of it is your best penalty killer has to be your goalie. And I think Jamie's doing a good job.
He is. So the Huskies get the sweep. MVP goes to Riley Sweeney. And the team obviously was very happy for Riley to get that honor. And it was a great ceremony after the game.
Yeah, well, it's always nice to see Scott McGinnis representing, John and Jerry and the McGinnis family. And I know Jerry's out in Arizona. And I know she sent me a nice text before the weekend and wishing the team well, and wanted us to, give this, share that message with our team.
Sure.
and wishing us good luck. And I don't know if you know, but the Winter Carnival Queen is Malcolm Gould's girlfriend.
Oh, that's right.
So that's why the guys are all excited and wanted to see who was going to have the opportunity to kiss Malcolm's girlfriend. So yeah, she's a very nice girl, works out at the golf course in the summer and whatnot. So great ceremony. And I don't know if we've ever taken a pitcher like that on the ice. The guys are pretty excited. That's cool. But that's great. And, you know, it's a big weekend. It keeps us right in the thick of things and moving forward.
All right. So, Coach, Bowling Green on